Hello, Freedom of Truth fans. Or should I say family? This is actually something new that I'm doing where I want to kind of give my input a little bit about the subject before I actually introduce you to my guest. Today's topic is on narcissism. It is such a deep, deep subject for me. Why? Because I have endured narcissism for so many years and I didn't even know it. And I do believe that so many other men and women in the world are for sure dealing with it. In case you don't know, narcissistic people, when you first meet them, they're charming, they're exciting, they're successful, it's attractive. And what they do is, it's like a snake. Once they grab you, they got you. It's like a slow death when you don't realize it. Because especially as a nurturer like myself, at first you just feel like, oh, they're just very strong and compassionate about what they believe in, what they're doing. But if you give it a lot of time, you'll start to see that it's something way worse. So I'm bringing this topic and this subject to Freedom of Truth podcast because, like I've always said, I want to bring information to the world. Because I did not know what a narcissist, I didn't even know that there was a word for those, for the type of behavior that you endure when you're with a narcissistic person or you're in a narcissistic environment or people that you've come across. So sit down and just sit back and just listen. I have an amazing guest named Chanel Clark that I felt like she just was going to fit perfectly and be able to educate us on narcissistic people.
Tashira Simmons.
Tashira Simmons.
And hopefully our conversation will live up to the hype.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Freedom of Truth. Yes. That's the energy I'm talking about.
Yes.
This is why I love to do this, why I decided to do this live, because I just felt like the topics that I bring to the table needs an audience. Because at the end of the day, I know for me, I used to hate listening to things without being able to engage. So I'm so grateful for every single guest that took their time out to come here on a rainy Sunday to get some of this education about overcoming and beating a narcissist.
Yes.
Because narcissism is, when I tell you, I did not know what a narcissist, I didn't even know it was a word for the type of personality disorder, should I say, or a trait. I never knew there was even a word for it. So once I was out of being around the narcissistic personalities, I was blown away, and I had to bring this to the podcast. So today I have the lovely Chanel Clark, who actually wrote about it, I'm sure overcame it. She's gonna be talking about it, which is great, which I love, because I didn't even know, how about there's different words. It's a covert narcissist. It's,
covert, somatic.
Cerebral. Okay, you know what, matter of fact, let me get right to it. So without further ado, let me introduce the lovely Chanel Clark.
Thank you.
Where do we start, Chanel? I mean, first of all, let's take a deep breath, because I know after, you know, overcoming and just getting out of a situation where the person was very narcissistic, it drains your soul.
Absolutely.
It drains your soul. It takes away from who you are.
Yes.
You really don't realize that it's not you. And I know a lot of times when we're in situations, whether it's a relationship or just regular, people that you're around on a day-to-day.
Yes.
You know, you want to take some responsibility for your own actions.
Right.
But dealing with a narcissist, they don't see that they've done anything wrong.
Absolutely not. No.
So, Chanel, you are the specialist here today.
Yes.
Because I'm dying to hear what you have to say, and I'm sure the audience does too.
Absolutely. I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So, how do we even start this off? I mean, what's on your mind? I've made a lot of questions for you. Well, let's start off by asking first, what is a narcissist?
A narcissist is a very self-absorbed, self-centered person who not hold no accountability for his or her actions. They target and manipulate empaths, empathetic people, people with good hearts, people that are compassionate and naturally giving. They have no remorse for their actions. They are users and habitual pathological liars. So they target people that are giving. They get into relationships with those of us, and we're codependent. We'll get into that later, but those of us that are giving, we have a codependency that has been embedded in us from childhood. Okay, that's why we attract these toxic beings into our lives. And this person comes into your life to use you. They get you hooked sexually. They drain your finances. And the whole time they're cheating and grooming their next victim behind your back, preparing you for the discard to dump you and leave you broken. And then they're off to the next person. So that's what a narcissist is.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. Sounds familiar?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go, honey.
Let's go. You just made me kind of skip over different questions, but I'm staying key.
Let's go.
You know, well, one thing that stuck out to me just now is when you said from a child, you know, do you believe that narcissists are not born narcissists? If they are, it's something that impactful that happened in their lives that they've came to a certain point in their life where they put up this guard. Because this is what I think. This is just, you know, of course I'm not a doctor, but just by the experiences that I've had with a narcissist, a lot of them are so strong-willed because I've noticed that because of the trauma that they've dealt with in their lives, it's almost like they created this wall where they don't want to take responsibility because so much harsh things were done to them. So they build up to be this person where I'm not letting anybody ever do anything to me. And I'm not taking responsibility almost to a fault, but goes in somewhere else. So I don't know if that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. Do I think it's hereditary? That's up in the air because there's so much research being done right now. I will say this. Empaths and narcissists are both abused by narcissistic parents. Either way. The difference is we as empaths, we grow up not wanting to inflict pain, but we attract the narcissist as a lover. Whereas the narcissist wants to continue the abuse cycle that was taught to him and her by their parent. So it starts by the narcissistic toxic parent. They are the ones that embed it and teach the child these toxic behaviors. And then they grow up and they make the choice. And this, let me tell you something. It's not a mental illness, it should be. But there's a thin line, okay? It's a personality disorder. And personality disorder because they know what they're doing when they abuse people. Mentally ill people, I have a mentally ill child, okay? My daughter has bipolar disorder. People with mental illness cannot control their mental illness. They need a drug medication to help them stabilize. The narcissists understand this. Everything they do is strategic, calculated. They know what they do. So this is not no mental illness. This is a spiritual character, moral disorder, personality disorder. So it was taught to them because one or both of their parents were toxic as well and embedded in, and they grew up. And now they're inflicting the pain that was taught to them by their parents onto others. And they're choosing to do this. Remember that. They choose because everything's a choice. You don't have to continue the abuse. You can break the cycle. The narcissist chooses to continue to abuse his or her victim. Okay?
You know what? You might have answered this question because I was actually getting ready to ask you, the abuse cycle of a narcissist, or the love bombing, devalue, and discard. But I think you kind of touched on that just now. Or would you say to break it down? Yes, break down. So I want you to break down.
Maybe okay, so when you meet this narcissist, and 9 times out of 10, he or she has targeted you because, number one, the narcissist seeks what we call narcissistic supply. Supply is energy, it's adulation, it's attention, okay? So they seek this from whoever, but because they're so charming and charismatic and they're the life of the party, it's easy to be drawn into their energy, okay? And they're seeking people that are like, wow, you know what I mean? You're the perfect target. So when they target you, they have a phase, and they repeat this with every person they target. Comes in three categories: love bombing, devalue, discard. Number one is love bombing. Love bombing is when they come on hard, strong, and very fast. The relationship is very fast paced. I love you, you're my soulmate, let's get married, let's go ring shopping, you're the best, all my exes are crazy, you're the one that's better than all my exes. They pour it on heavy. And this is all abuse. Love bombing is abuse, believe that. They're saying all these things to get you hooked, lots of sex, lots of attention, and you're sucked in until you're hooked. Now the second part of that cycle is the devalue. When they devalue is after they know they've got you hooked and in place, okay? So devalue is they're playing all these psychological tactics, gaslighting. Gaslighting is when they make you crazy. You know you're not crazy, but they play these little tricks. Okay, you said you were gonna be home at such and such time, what happened? Oh, I know I said that, but I'm doing this and that. It's to make you second guess yourself. Stonewalling, which is invalidating. You can have a great day at work, you get a pay raise, come home and wanna share the news with them. They're not gonna acknowledge that because they're jealous. They're gonna invalidate your success because they can't, they're deeply insecure individuals. Okay, so the devalue phase is where they slowly start breaking you down. They got you walking on eggshells, being that trying to be the perfect partner. And you realize nothing you do will ever be good enough to please them. And that's how they want it. That's how they want it. Okay? And the whole time they're grooming and cheating on you behind your back, grooming the next victim. While you're trying to be that perfect partner, you're letting them use your car, your finances, you're trying to help them be a better person. I mean, you're just giving, giving, giving until you're completely depleted. And the final phase is discard. That's when they leave you, they dispose of you like trash. If you don't dump them first because you've smartened up to their tactics, it's inevitable. They're gonna dump you, okay? And they're off in the sunset with their next partner, and they're rubbing that relationship in your face, knowing you're heartbroken and left traumatized. So that is the three components to a narcissist's cycle of abuse.
Heavy.
Wow. Sounds familiar? Okay.
Man, I knew you was gonna be perfect. Breaking it down, girl. Right. So my next question is, after you're sucked in, after you're sucked in, you realize that you are with someone that's really self-absorbed, but you don't realize that you're really with a narcissist because you don't even know that there's even a word for this kind of attitude or, you know, behavior. What happens after the breakup?
Well, there's a theory called the frog in the pot theory. You take a frog and you put it in a pot of cold water. You place that pot on the stove. You set the burner to low heat. That frog's going to sit there, okay, as the water starts to get hot and heat up. The frog's not gonna move because in his mind he's comfortable. He doesn't even realize he's being boiled. And by the time that water boils, it's too late. he can't jump out because he's being boiled alive. That's what narcissistic abuse is. When you're in that relationship, the love bombing, the devalue, discard, you don't realize you're being abused from beginning to end until that breakup happens. And the breakup is the worst part of it, because when they leave you, they know what they're doing to you. It's exactly how they want you to be, broken, pining over them, trying to figure out what went wrong. And then the people that they cheat on you with, they 9 times out of 10 downgrade. It's usually someone that is worthless, trashy. Listen, spiritually, morally messed up. They know who to choose, because they want you second guessing yourself, like, wow, I wasn't good enough. This is who you choose. It's all strategic to throw in your face, to make you second guess yourself and your self-esteem. Okay, all of it is disgusting abuse from beginning to end. So after, you know, when that breakup comes, this is where they turn up. Okay, this is what we call triangulation, where they're using this toxic new person who is all a part of the game plan. They're gonna assist your ex with abusing, stalking you, harassing you. If he tells her to get on the phone and harass you, if he tells her to drive past your house, she's gonna do it. She's not even thinking on a queen level or a high frequency where, wait a minute, I respect myself to even help any man chase and stalk his ex. What woman in her right mind would do that? So he has to choose a woman, and she may be an inverted narcissist just like him, to tag team, to stalk, harass, and further abuse you.
And this that is, goes both ways, right? Because yes. I know there's men in here too, so you know.
Yes, brothers too. Fellas too, it's the same thing. Female narcissists are actually worse than male narcissists. They're more treacherous, they're bigger, better liars, and they're more, they're better at cheating. They're very, it's worse with a female narcissist. So triangulation is where they put one person against the other. So if you get a phone call from the person they're cheating with, the person they cheated on you with and they're currently with, and this person is baiting you to fight and argue, that's a setup. Your ex is mad. He knows you're broken, but you've accepted that it's time to move on, and he doesn't want that. He wants sex still. He wants to get them perks, but he's just with another person. So he's going to continue to stalk, harass. This is called hoovering. Try to suck you back in like the vacuum cleaner. Hoovering is a word used in this community, the narcissistic community. Hoovering like the vacuum cleaner means to suck you back into the relationship. Even if they're in a new relationship, they're still gonna stalk and watch you. They may send family members, friends, people to keep tabs on you, to keep you from moving on, okay? Does it sound familiar?
Yes.
You're broken, you're trying to heal, you're trying to make sense of this, you want closure. They're not gonna give you that closure. They want you to be stuck on them because they need the supply. The supply is your attention, your adulation, whatever they can get. They don't look at us as people, they look at us as appliances that provide energy, okay? So after the breakup, they're going to put you against their new boo. And this, if this person is toxic, they're gonna be all game to helping destroy you further, okay? That's called triangulation.
And is it safe to say even, not even the new boo, but the new people, period, like people, like, you know what I'm saying? Like anybody that they come across. Like, you know what I mean? Like
the narcissist has a circle of toxic friends, and they're called flying monkeys. They use family, they use friends. If it's a man and his mother is toxic and narcissistic, she's going to be on board with helping him to destroy you. Okay, and that's a whole nother topic, narcissistic women and their sons. Because at the end of the day, her son is her husband. And she will help destroy and sabotage every relationship he gets in, because that's her husband.
And you know what? And I want to stay on that same page, but I do have a lot of men followers, too. Uh-huh. Okay. So that's why I didn't want you to touch on narcissistic women. Oh, no.
Okay.
But I just want to make, you know what I'm saying? Be fair to them, because I have 3 sons that I'm raising. Mm-hmm. And it's so, like, a lot of men, I feel like they don't get enough support.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Because had they known this stuff, they can break the cycle.
Right.
Or be able to realize it, or don't be the same kind of narcissistic people that raise them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because a lot of men don't even know that there is a personality disorder or a trait that their mother and father threw on them. So I want to be able to save them, you know, be able to hopefully save some young women that's running into this narcissistic women and men, vice versa, you know what I mean?
Well, my advice to the men, brothers, you have it harder because you guys are visual creatures and it's easy to get caught up with the cleavage, the hips, the thighs. What I will say is don't focus, yes, she might be beautiful, drop dead gorgeous, but pump the brakes. Get to know this sister, dig into, don't be scared to ask questions about her history, her family. Dig into it, just like we as females have to play investigator with these men. Y'all better get on y'all stuff too, because the female is way worse than the male narcissist. And she will use everything in her arsenal. And she loves to see two men fight. She'll set you up to fight with another dude that you know nothing about. She's cheating on you with someone way worse than you. I hear this from guys, good guys, guys that are paying the bills, taking good care of her, but she's cheating on him with a bum and a thug. So do not get caught up with the beauty, because that's her number one asset and arsenal, you know, her ammunition. Because men are visual, and y'all, you know, y'all fall in love with us easy just by that, without even getting to know. Get to know her, because she will destroy you the moment you let her in. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's some good stuff for the men. Thank you. Seriously. So I don't know. Did I cut you off, or you? Because I know you were going in the whole. You were breaking down the breakup.
Just real quickly. The narcissist, aside from I was speaking on triangulation, when the person they cheat on you with, they're gonna use this person to make you jealous. That's part of the abuse. Further abuse you. The breakup is done over. You try to move on. They're still watching you. They're still keeping tabs, but they have a toxic circle of inner friends and family, and they're in on the gig. They knew from day one when they took you to meet their mama and all that. All their friends are in on it. They know they're gonna cheat and destroy you. The whole family, the whole circle are in on it. Okay, so they're gonna run off and smear campaign and spread vicious rumors. Oh, she broke my heart. He broke my heart. Oh, they're terrible. They cheated. They're telling all these lies on you to their people. And their people gonna eat it up. Their people are not even thinking about discernment, what's right or wrong. It's just, okay, we all toxic, so I'm gonna believe whatever. So F her. And they will use these people to spy and send messages to you to prevent you from moving on. It's very sickening, y'all. It is very sick, because, you know, people, those of us that are anointed and spiritual and we know better, we rely on our discernment. We would never help someone else to abuse another person. I don't care who it is, mother, father, sister. I'm not helping nobody abuse. I get to know people on my own accord. But with the narcissist, his whole gang, the family, the friends, they are in on it. And if they want you, if they want their people to stalk, harass you, their people are going to do that. They're going to sit up and talk and gossip about you. And unfortunately, it's a part of the abuse cycle, you know.
I love how you said the insight on how are the young women or men are groomed to be a narcissist. Do you feel like you've touched on that, or you have something more to add?
More to add, real quick.
More to add, yes. So I want to know, how is a young man or woman groomed to be a narcissist?
I use a narcissistic mother. Like my past relationship, I dated someone, and his mother was in her 70s. Old, miserable, 3 divorces. She has destroyed all her marriages. So at this point, her husband is her son. And me coming into the relationship not understanding that she's been grooming him since he was a little boy to not break that umbilical cord, I never stood a chance from day one. I never stood a chance. And the parent is so toxic. Everything they do is calculated, okay? Yeah, they're gonna invite you in the home, welcome you, future daughter-in-law, oh, you're beautiful, blah, blah, blah. But she'll also help her son cheat. She'll invite the side chick into her home, fix the side chick dinner, knowing that her son is cheating on you behind her back. So her whole thing is to keep her son close to her. And if she's monitoring his whole relationship, and in his ear about what to do, like I said, you don't stand a chance. Okay, so these, whether it's a narcissistic father or mother, they groom their children from birth to abuse further and to keep that umbilical cord intact, because as they become adults, you can stray, you can date, but don't you leave home. You can't go too far from home. They don't want their children to have their own identities, their own personalities, their own lives. If I have a son, I want my son to be a king and to make another woman a happy queen. Get out of my home and be something successful in life. I'm not gonna try to keep you and make you. Exactly. And if you train your child right, your child's never stray regardless. They'll always be there. Why would you prevent them from growing? And that's what the narcissist.
two things to it. The one that's hurt and broken and doesn't realize that they are have been affected by a narcissist, so they go into church and meet other narcissists, but they don't realize that church is just a house. Yes. God lives in within us.
Yes.
That's where we go when we fellowship.
Yes. Yes.
That's where we go meet our people.
You can turn your house into your sanctuary.
Hello, yes.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that's where I was more like, you know, going in as far as, but maybe, you know, I guess everyone would figure out, the listeners, and, you know, when we open up for Q&A, I'm sure there's a lot of questions that everybody would like to address you with. But on that note, don't get me to start preaching, because this is what I'm doing right now, because sharing is caring.
Yes.
And I know that that was a demon that I had to overcome, and demons.
Yes.
And I know that at the end of the day, that was a spiritual attack. A narcissism, a narcissistic person is a spiritual demon that comes in and goes into a weak vessel that actually was another weak vessel that actually had them become that. And then it's a bunch of demons that's running around, and then they come and run into an empathic person like ourselves that feed and feel energies and nurturers.
Yes.
And then they come and they see the gift and the light that we have in us, and they come and they come to strike us down and kill us.
Yes.
And that's why it's so important that we do know who we are and that we connect with our Father, because that's the only one that can strike that demon down. Okay? And that's why I'm here today. That's why I'm here today. So by you bringing that up to me right now, just did something to me, because this is why I'm doing this. This is why I opened up this platform of Freedom of Truth, because at the end of the day, your truth will set you free.
You are his earth angel. You're working for him.
Yes, I am working for him. You are right. You're working for him.
Yes, absolutely.
This is our jobs.
That's right.
Not to sit in shame because we got all ragged on and disrespected, and all because of the heart that we had for somebody. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's your testimony.
You always do good, no matter what.
That's right.
If somebody treats you like a piece of shit, because we could curse on Freedom of Truth, at the end of the day, that's their fault. Not ours.
I didn't mention this through the thing, but the narcissist's number one thing is projection. They hate themselves. They hate what they see in that mirror. They know they ain't shit. And their job is to project this onto you. And the problem is, we as empaths, we absorb all that negative energy. And by the time that relationship is over, we feel worthless. We feel worthless because we've absorbed everything that they feel about themselves. They just project it. But you fail to realize they targeted you because you're great. You were great from the gates.
That's right.
You lost sight of who you was.
That's right.
So when you heal, and you get your confidence back, it's nothing nobody will be able to tell you, and you'll be able to spot them and shut them down.
Yes. Yes, real quick.
Let them try me now. Let them try me now.
And you're right. I mean, you're so on it. Because when you say superpower, that's exactly what we feel like we have. Superpower.
But Tashira, like, on the real, as a real empath, these people, your body will give off cues when you're around a toxic person.
Yes.
Like, I get triggered. Someone could say something and it'll trigger me, like, let me get away. That is the
you're
God.
You're speaking right right now.
That is the God in you saying, their spirit and their soul ain't right. Get away.
That's right.
So.
Because we ain't Jesus.
No.
Give it to him. Because that's what I used to do, too. Yeah. You're trying to heal and help him.
No.
Narcissists.
No. You gotta, it's about you.
Almost lost my damn mind. I had to realize I ain't Jesus Christ, y'all. I'm just a child of God. My bad, Father. Get out the way.
He's
like, give it, let go, let God share. Oh my gosh, amen. Guys, I wish you were here. You know, I'm talking to the Freedom of Truth fans from all over the world. This is some good stuff, man. This really is. This is what it's about. You know? Man. So, I mean, we just running through it, because that's why I wanted to talk about the spiritual aspect of it as a narcissist. I mean, Well, first of all, I love how you said it's spiritual warfare.
It is.
I mean, if you want to touch on that, because now I wanted to take the listeners on a journey in their flesh to understand in the end, it's a spiritual warfare that you're under, and you need to know that. And that's why everybody that's not believers, if you think you could do this thing called life without him, you're wrong. Okay?
Real quickly, because I know we ain't due for time. You guys know Ephesians 6:12. It took me a long time to understand that scripture. Okay? After fighting and trying to be a caretaker, a nurturer, you can't fix a broken person whatsoever. And that's what the narcissist is broken. And you have to understand they're going to die that way. They get worse with age. Have you ever seen an old person on a deathbed and they're a narcissist? After they die, they'll set their will up so that their children are fighting each other. They continue to abuse even after they're dead and gone. There's no cure for it. And there is therapy, but again, they have to be accountable and willing to go. And they're not. They feel that they're above them. They feel that they're God. They think they are God. And this is what it says to me. They don't even believe in God. A lot of them are fake Christians. That's another topic. A lot of them use the church. They use the Bible to spiritually abuse, manipulate, be condescending. That's another topic. But
preach.
At the end of the day, it is about getting spiritually in tune with God. And I don't mean church, God. Because he talks to me. I got my relationship straight with him. He talks to me every day. I don't need to be in church to talk to him. But we are in the midst of spiritual warfare, okay? And you have to deal with these people, not in the human form, but from a spiritual aspect. Ephesians 6:12, 13. There's no other way. And once you learn this, their actions will not affect you anymore. They're predictable. We have a president in office who is a narcissistic sociopath. When he does things, I don't get upset. I don't understand people get upset. Stop reacting to it. Focus on your own community, build it and get strong. Let him be the buffoon and idiot that he is. He's in office because his army put him there. A whole army of demonic entities put that. That man doesn't care about human life. He doesn't care about children. He don't care about nobody but himself. Who put him in office? A whole army of people that think just like him. So we got our work cut out. They good. When they need to stick together, they're like this. Where is our army? Where is God's army at?
That's right.
So I understand my calling. And this is it. I'm out here trying. Tashir's out here. We out here trying to, you know, get the army together.
That's right.
We need y'all because their army is together and they ready. They want to destroy God's children. So yep. It's on y'all.
Yep. So guys, I know like I am right now, you guys are probably just full because she has given us so much information and this is just the beginning. There's so much other stuff that we were just talking about. This is definitely going to have to be a part two. I have to mention this before I open up the floor to the Q&A because I want to hear everyone's questions. She even said that it's so deep to the point where the blood type, it shows up in the blood type. So that's so deep to me. So we definitely have a part two if you guys want to ask questions after. But we're going to open up the floor for Q&A because I'm dying to hear what the guests have to say.
Yes. I don't know what their blood type is.
Right. That's a good one.
No.
Well, it's Rh negative and positive. There's a whole theory behind it. But we can talk about it next time. It's very deep. It is very deep.
This is how deep it is, guys.
Yes.
So, who has the first question, guys?
Okay.
Hi. My girlfriend,
Hi.
Sophie.
So, my name is Sophia Corona.
Hi, Sophia.
And the name of my company is Rogue Women. We are women who are superpower. We are game changers, and we are unstoppable.
Yes.
As far as that Christian work.
Okay.
So, my question is, I'm in the middle of what I call Project D, or divorce, which I hope to call done soon, and with a narcissist that I didn't even know, 27 years, I have two boys. How do I make sure that we don't pass one?
Wow. It depends on how, what they were exposed to, who's closer to the father, who's closest to the mother. If they're closer to you, God bless you, protect them. And just on YouTube, if you want to, you know, touch base with me afterwards, there's many, many videos on YouTube. There's a whole community of empaths, hundreds of thousands of us that stick together. And there's videos on co-parenting. And you know, I have an 18-year-old, and I taught my, I made her sit down and watch the videos. I educated her on what narcissism is. She knows her father's a psychopath. And I didn't teach her not to disrespect, I mean, not to disrespect him, but I taught her about his illness and how it affects her and her judgment. So we as parents have to advocate and teach our children, especially when they get to become late teens and early 20s. Teach them, trust me, they are resilient and they are smarter than we give them credit. They will understand. Okay, they will understand. And teach them how to put those boundaries in place. Dad is not well. Dad has a sickness, but, you know, we can deal with him from a distance and take care of mom at the same time. So it's all on you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Is that good?
I'll definitely
catch up. Okay, very good.
Okay. Who's next?
Hi, my name is Sabrina, and I just have a quick question.
Hi, Sabrina. You said that narcissism
can be in your blood type. So if this is transferred down to your kids, how can you really, I mean, it's similar to her question, but how can you reward it if it's hereditary?
Well, that's the thing. There's being tests and research done on if it's hereditary or not. There's so many theories on it. Even with the blood types, I've even heard where women that get pregnant by a narcissist, there's I don't know if it's an abortion or something that the doctor does to a medicine or something that makes her expel the fetus because of the blood type. I don't know. Someone help me. Anyone have heard of this? I can't think of the name of it, but or even women having miscarriages as God's way of getting, you know, because it's another narc growing in her womb. Y'all, it's so deep. I can't even get into this right now. That aspect is it's heavy.
Okay? Well,
it's heavy.
You know what? And I know that this is a Q&A, but I'll tell you one thing. There's nothing more powerful than God.
No.
And at the end of the day, I just don't want to put who the narcissist was in my life, but I tell you right now, I prayed over all four of my children, and not one of them have narcissistic traits. Yeah. So you just pray, because he's the one. He's the one at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Whew. Mm. Who's next?
Hi. Love the talk. Are there different levels of narcissism? Like, you said something about pseudo or somatic or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, can you explain that?
Cerebral, somatic, overt, covert, malignant. There's many inverted. There's many levels. And it would probably take another 2 hours to devour it. Low level, mid level, high range. So some of them are narcissistic, but they're not as calculated and you know, devious, even though they have it in them. And then there's those that are really bad and just can't help. Listen, like the R. Kellys who just, some, and the Donald Trumps that just cannot help themselves. And they don't care. You can look, they don't care. They don't give a damn what you think, what they can blurt out something. They can insult a woman. They don't care because they're that detached from reality and they're that delusional. Who's going to stop them? They really honestly feel that they're above God. So there are many different levels. The covert narcissist is the most sneakiest, disgusting narcissist because it's so invisible. You can run and tell somebody you're being abused by this person and no one will believe you because they do it in such a way. You know, God help us. You know, that's why we need platforms like this to get to educate people, because no one's going to believe you. I don't care how many people you tell unless you get in a community of people that have been abused. Okay, so to answer your question, there are many levels. It would take 2 hours to explain all of them because they're all the same, but they're all different in unique ways.
First, I would like to say this woman of God was awesome.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
You edified so lovely and so graceful before us. And
thank
I really
you.
Appreciate it because I brought some women here. Amen. And you have been so detailed, so thorough.
Thank
and
you.
And it made me look on another level of narcissist because I always watch narcissists. But you gave me so many different levels of it. It's just appreciative yes, to be yes. here. So
thank
this was
you.
Not even a sacrifice. This was just I needed to be here.
And this is just the surface.
But
level.
What I do want to add is when children are children, they don't know the Lord.
Right.
And sometimes they have parents that are out in the street. They haven't gotten on drugs or, you know, they get off to a bad start in life because I myself was on drugs at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're like that, I think the church is really important because we have good and bad cops.
Yes, yes.
We have good and bad lawyers. Mm-hmm. We have good and bad family members. We have good and bad pastors. We
right.
have narcissist pastors, but there's still some that is really for souls today. You just have to seek out and be spiritual enough.
Yes.
As you're saying, have that perception and that spiritual eye because this is why the streets are the way they are because these children poor is no God in.
Right.
Now, when we've been through the narcissist and we've been through whatever we've been, we may have the maturity and responsibility to say, let me go find God on my own. But
yes.
a child does
right.
not know
right.
that. And the Bible says, train up a child in the way that they should go. The outlet for children that may have parents that are going through that may be sick mentally, emotionally. Sometimes the church is really an outlet to get them to know God early. At least they can learn scripture.
Mm-hmm.
They in Sunday school choirs or stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you got to seek out the right pastors, the right
yes,
church.
Yes.
Because everything you go to, jobs, is good and bad.
Yes.
You have people,
yes.
regular people at jobs, and you still go to them.
Yeah.
You know, we just got to know and have a spiritual eye and a spiritual awakening. But what I'm concerned about is children don't know the Lord. And most of the time, Sunday school was their outlet. Choirs were their outlet as children.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe they don't know nothing, but that scripture, all those seeds that be sown when they're young,
yes.
then they'll have the perception and the spirituality to know what kind of leader to seek for that will
right.
save
right.
their soul.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I want to say is, just like anything else, what we're learning tonight, we needed you. And right now, some people need Christians to tell them the way.
Right.
So that's still church.
Right.
Man, we have church ourselves.
Oh, we had church today.
But there's a building, the Bible says, not forsaking your assembling of yourselves together
yes.
with the saints.
Yes.
Because we inherited amongst the sanctified.
Yes.
Amen. So I just want to say powerful word tonight,
yes.
but I still want parents to understand church is good for kids. You just have to be spiritually aware to know what church to take your children
that's
to.
Right.
So they don't get raped in bathrooms, they don't get molested by their pastors, because it happens.
Right.
But then there's still some good people that you can seek out that really love souls and genuine about Christ, like this woman of God that wants to lead us straight. There's some women of God in the church. They're coming from behind pulpits.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming from behind pots and pans to pulpits and podiums.
Yes.
And you're one of them. And we clap and we say thank you.
Thank you.
Any more or no?
Any more questions?
Any more questions?
Oh. Hi, my name is Yolanda.
Hi, Yolanda.
First of all, I want to thank you ladies for creating this platform because the awareness is not the way it needs to be right now. And I'm grateful for, you know, the small community that we have that is growing because I myself, I don't like to call this victim, I'm a survivor.
Survivor.
I share two children and I'm divorced from an extremely covert narcissist.
Yes.
And you never know, you know, no survival, everybody goes to friends,
yeah.
You know, my question to you is, for someone like I said, we were together for 7 years, I had no idea what was going on, what was happening. It wasn't until I got out of the relationship that I emotionally disconnected, and I'm an avid researcher. I've been studying narcissism for like 4 years now, so I understand a lot of the terminology. I'm very connected to the community. But for those of viewers that may have questions and may kind of strike some chords for some people and they're kind of questioning and they don't know where to go, what are some resources that you can provide if you can find this information? Because I know you can kind of go and read things, but reading is not, like if you pull up articles and stuff online, they're not really, they don't give you the real information.
Right.
What are some resources that you can provide to people that are looking to find out more about narcissistic abuse or, you know, any of that?
There's many, when I was trying to get out of my situation and I was looking for answers, I went to YouTube, and there are some excellent, and I use my discernment because everyone, you know, some people can build a channel and call themselves whatever, but you have to use your discernment to see who's right and, you know, with anything else, pastor, therapist, whatever. But afterwards, I can provide you guys with some great channels. I mean, you will binge watch these channels and they will teach you everything from co-parenting with a narcissist, divorcing a narcissist, healing, every aspect, okay? Quinn Holiday is one. He's amazing. His YouTube channel is called ASSC Direct. He has a large, like close to 100,000 following on narcissism. Lisa Scott is another one. There are actually narcissists who have channels that teach people about narcissism. They're scary, but they're creepy, but you still can learn just, you know, watching and listening to them. I can't think of his name. There's two of them. There's a doctor, a psychologist, who's a self-proclaimed narcissist, and he makes videos to teach people. Sam Vaknin, thank you. And the other one, I can't think of his name. He's from Europe, London. He's very creepy. Knowing the Narcissist, that's his channel. But if you guys want to meet with me afterwards, there's many channels. I would recommend watching videos. Carefully discern the information. There's so much, even if you Google, tons will come up under narcissism. Just, you know, digest it. It's a lot. You'll get burnt out watching the videos. It's, you'll binge. I'm telling you right now, you're going to binge watch it. It's so addictive, and you're just like, oh my God, that happened to me, that happened to me. It gets addictive, and you have to take a time out. So that's, you know, see me afterwards, and I'll be more than glad to give you guys whatever you need.
And close Facebook groups. I don't know if you are part of any of your Facebook
groups that... You know what, I'm leery. I've been in a few, but the problem with Facebook is that some narcs sneak in those groups, and they learn everything. They pretend to be empaths in our community. They infiltrate. So I backed away. I don't even have a Facebook group. I just prefer doing my IG lives and helping people that way. But some groups are good. I just kind of like steered away because a lot of them are led by narcissists pretending. You know, when they're really just looking for narcissistic supply, and what better way to have a whole group of empaths that are weak? So you got to be careful.
Okay, great.
Okay, another question. Cool.
Hi, my name is Tony. I'm so excited to be here. Yeah. My question is for the two of you, but especially for Tashira. I know within our community, and when I say our community, I'm talking minority communities, it's been a challenge to address these issues because we've been addressing so much, like racism, right? Mm-hmm. So as we address the bigger issues, things like sexism, domestic violence, psychological disorders and mood disorders, fall on the wayside. I'm a believer of, you mentioned the biological aspect of narcissism as a mood disorder, but is there a social aspect to it that we're not paying attention to? Can we identify people who may have narcissistic characteristics, mm-hmm. but might not be clinically classified mm-hmm. as a narcissist based on societal norms, mm-hmm. the music, mm-hmm. the television, the way we live culturally right now? As parents, how do we combat that? I know Pastor Hazel spoke about the church and children, and that's a great place to start. But where do I start to identify in my son or my daughter if they're exhibiting characteristics where I'm not going to clinically say they're narcissists, but this is what they see. So they're mimicking. So how do we combat that as a community and start to broaden the message that this is an issue?
Mm-hmm. You want to go first with me then?
Well, I'm gonna let her answer, but I know just for me, I'm a real newbie. Once I've realized that I've lived, you know, through being, you know, around and with a narcissist, and I would say, what was the one that you said? Revolt?
Covert
narcissist. I really was so eager to get the word out. And you know, and something that I didn't mention, I did notice a little bit of the narcissistic behaviors in one of my children when they were about 10 or 11. But so what I did, and the reason why I said about God, was because that's what I did. I noticed that, and I prayed and I fast, and I educated him, talked to him, to make him realize that this is not right. Because if you don't identify and let them realize their behavior, they'll just think it's okay. And I know that a lot of times parents just kind of see certain things and they kind of think that they're going to grow out of it. And I thank God that I did catch it when I was able to. So as far as, you know, making it more aware and how we're going to do that, that's why I brought Chanel. This is not going to be the only the first one. I want to even speak with Pastor Hazel and see if we can, like, start doing things in the church, because I actually wanted to say something in my closing, but I want to correct that, Pastor Hazel, as far as, because I don't feel like we were talking about church and stuff like that. You know, it was the church that actually helped me find myself. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, sometimes you're talking fast and you're not, you know, you're trying to touch on certain things, but not everybody's just going to be as strong as me and really dig deep inside of me. So that's why I was talking about the people that's looking into churches and not knowing who they are. But church is definitely, like she said, there's good and there's bad. Man, if you find, you have to pray for the spirit of discernment. Yes. To be able to...
And deliverance,
exactly. Because church is built. Because everyone's not going to be like Chanel, where they have church at home or inside. Because I need the church, to be honest with you. Because I need to connect with my people. I need to connect with my people, my like-minded, that know that the higher power, who the one who makes it all happen, who's in control. So I was going to end off with that, but because you just said that, I needed to touch on that. So that's probably a way. So go ahead, Chanel, I'm sorry.
That's okay. We live in the most narcissistic generation right now. Even though narcissism is biblical, it's all in the Bible. So many of them were self-centered and just, you know, Queen Jezebel. I have an 18-year-old who almost lost her life at 16. No, she was 15. She attempted suicide after being bullied. And I found her on the floor. She had overdosed. And I just got to her. She spent 6 weeks in Bellevue. And it came from being bullied by a bunch of children who all were just totally taught narcissistic behavior. This is bigger than the adults, because now it's in our children. And what do you do when your parent is toxic and they're not going to teach their children this stuff? What I will say is that, you know, as this information gets out, this is why I work so hard, people have to get to their children. I'm talking about as early as 10 and 11, introducing them to narcissism, teaching them how to identify in school, being aggressive with the bullying, because the schools are not doing nothing. You know, I'm tired of seeing the stories about 10-year-old, 11-year-olds taking their life. What does a 10-year-old know about committing suicide? I read it, I'm like, how did the child even know how to take, you know, kill himself? It's crazy, but that demonic spirit is so powerful. It's in our children now, to where they're forcing innocent babies to take their own lives. So we got a problem, y'all. Yeah. We got a problem. And if these parents are toxic and they're breeding toxic children, then those of us that aren't toxic and narcissistic, we got triple the work to do. Because now we only got to teach our children, but we got to get out here and teach the community. So that's what it's about. And the invention of cell phones have taught our teens to be narcissistic, to stay on social media and compare their lives to what they see, which is all a facade, because these people on social media ain't rich and ain't got it together like they portray. So again, it falls on us as parents, as we become educated, get your babies early. Don't even wait to the teens. Get them early. Start introducing this to them. Mm. Is that serious? Because our children are I'm tired of seeing the stories. I'm tired of the molestation, the bullying. Now our children are being attacked and affected. So we got our work cut out. And there's parents that ain't gonna do the job and teach the children. So we gotta do their job too. Takes a village.
Takes a village. You're right about that.
This guy, there were red flags. But some of the things that he did was follow me everywhere. He isolated me from the world. He kept me under his spell. Okay, some of the things he told me and remind me of was that I was ugly.
Yes.
And that I was black and that my nose is big and that I would never be anything. I would never accomplish anything. I would never be anything without him. Some of the things that he has done was buy me the latest, the finest things, because he was making a lot of money. I mean, every pair of shoes, any type of shoes that I wanted, any type of handbags that I wanted, he gave it to me because he knew I was in love with materialistic things. I'm sorry, guys. I feel very broken inside. I look amazing. I look amazing.
Yes, still standing. Yes, girl.
I'm still standing.
Yes.
From the abuse, from the trauma. My children had to experience domestic violence as a result. I tried everything. I tried being on my own. I tried getting an order of protection on this guy. Several. I have several back to back order of protection. It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. He knew how to hide. He knew how to run. He knew how to get in touch with my friends and text my friends as if he was me. Just to find out what we were doing at the club or, you know. Just a lot of weird things. I have a daughter that's not his daughter. And because he was so jealous of me and jealous of the bond that my daughter and I had, he would attack my daughter. He will attack my daughter. So they know how to hit below the belt.
Yes.
And you know, if you want to hurt a strong woman, if you want to break a woman, you know how to target her children. And he knew how to do that. But I'm standing here before you all, especially my beautiful black sisters. If you are in a situation with any man who's trying to manipulate your mind, any man who's trying to control you, any man who's trying to isolate you, who's trying to isolate your funds, any man who's constantly, he was constantly outside my job. He was literally calling my job, telling them bad things about me so I can get terminated from my job. He was calling CPS on me so he can get custody of my children. Do you know how much pain that is?
Yes.
How dare you mess with my children? He hurt me way past the point. It was so bad. I'm gonna keep it real, because it is what it is. He drove me to a psych ward.
Yes, I've been there. I've been in a psych ward.
Psych ward. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Meet my brain.
Yes.
Feeling like shredded meat. Coughing up all kinds of stuff. I'm standing here before you because I'm a warrior.
Yes.
But you know what? I'm at a place in my life. I can snatch my own. try to take me down, but I'm still standing. Come on, Emma. He made false police reports on me. He tried to make everybody believe it's her. It's her. He put all the blame on me. I had no idea. I had no idea what I was facing. This is so serious. If a person is trying to isolate you, red flag. If a person is telling you you're not worthy enough, red flag. You're not pretty enough. You're not smart enough. Please, have faith in yourself. Have faith in yourself. Yes, I can go on and on and on and on.
Thank you.
I can go on and on. I may not feel how I look right now, but that's all right. I trust God. I trust God on this one. One last thing. The doctor diagnosed me with PTSD. The doctor diagnosed me with anxiety, depression, schizophrenia. What else y'all can name? What else? Whatever the doctor, whatever. And the devil's trying to convince me that I have a huge hole in my head right now as I speak. And that I won't make it. But you know what? By the grace of God, I'm still here. God bless you all. But don't be fooled. Don't be fooled.
Truth family, we are finally coming to a close. We could literally sit here and just continue to go on with this conversation because it's just that powerful. But we do have to come to a close. I do want everyone to find Chanel because she's phenomenal, as you guys have listened. Yeah. She know her shit. Okay? And she, you have really, I mean, because like I said, I am a newbie. The thing that, I'm a newbie at, you know, all the information that you've gave here, but I know more than anybody that being with a narcissist is killer.
Yeah.
It's killer. And I knew that this was something that I needed to get out to the public. Mm-hmm. And you have definitely satisfied me here today. You have truly taught me some things here today. I love how you added the spiritual aspect to it, because it is. It's demonic. It's a spirit.
Absolutely.
And I just thank you. But everyone, if you want to find Chanel, please give them all the information.
Well, I give weekly tutorials on Instagram. If you get on my Instagram live and follow me at Spiritual Whistleblower, it's free therapy. My chat rooms are jumping. And we talk about this stuff every week. I pick people in my inbox and I give advice. I give them fake alias names to protect their identities because, of course, they're being stalked by their exes. So I give out free therapy, you know, and I love doing it because it's God's work. I don't worry about repayment. He'll pay me down the line.
Yep.
But what's more important for me is that I'm healing and pulling victims out of the fire, and I'm doing it in His name.
That's right.
And I'm pleasing Him. If I know anything before I leave this earth, I know I've served what I was called to do on His behalf. So follow me on Instagram, Spiritual Whistleblower, one word. Okay, if you want to purchase my book, The Spiritual Whistleblowers Breakup Manual, Volume 1, How to Defeat a Narcissist. It is available on Amazon. It's only $5, so I appreciate any support. I have an international following. I've actually gone to Europe and held seminars, so this is not just here in the U.S. It is an international epidemic.
Yep.
It is a spiritual epidemic.
Yep.
Okay, so I want everyone to understand that before we leave here today. It's not just here, it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. So get on God's team and help him pull other victims out of life so we can assemble and defeat the darkness that surrounds us.
Yes. Yes, and just to add, and it's not just a black thing. It's a every human being thing.
Yes.
Okay, every race. If you're a human being, you're dealing with this. So
I have one more thing.
Okay, good.
And if you want some more Truth Serum, me and my girl Chrissy Monroe, Saturday, April 27th, we are holding a Fuckboy Free and Fabulous seminar.
Woo-hoo!
It's all about narcissistic abuse, you know, and helping young women of all ages, all colors, creeds, identify with this abuse, whether you're in a relationship, out of a relationship, going through a divorce. We are holding a seminar Saturday, April 27th, Midtown Manhattan. Ticket info is on my page and Chrissy's page. Get some tickets and bring your girlfriends, because it's going to be unfiltered, raw, and we're just going to give it to you. Okay? So that's coming up as well.
Yes. Thank you for that. I'll be there for sure supporting that.
I want to thank you, too. God bless you. This is an amazing platform, Freedom of Truth. People fear the truth. We're living in a day and age where it's all about the fakeness.
Yeah.
And people like us that live in our truth, we can't stand the fake.
That's right.
It eats at our soul.
Yes, it does.
I can't be around nothing fake.
That's right.
It irritates me.
Sure does.
So the truth will set you free. And what you have provided to many is just, it's beautiful. And you are allowing God to use you as a vessel and continue, because he's going to keep blessing you as you continue to bless others. So
wow.
I am grateful and humble that you invited me today.
Thank you.
Thank
I
you
appreciate
so much.
That. Can I have a hug? That was deep. That was touching. And it's so funny how when you're empathic and you're around certain spirits, it just meshes.
Yeah.
It's peaceful. Like sitting next to her, because I'm very empathic, mm-hmm. it's just peace up on this couch. So for those who are just listening, I'm at the Sugar Shack in White Plains, New York, because I didn't mention that, at 250 Main Street. The food is delicious, and the service was amazing. They gave me an opportunity to be able to speak here and bring my Freedom of Truth platform here, and I'm greatly appreciated. So check it out, guys. Come through. I think I'm almost sure they opened up maybe like a week ago.
Wow.
You won't be sorry. And it's beautiful. The ambiance is great. It's very inviting. So just in case of my listeners are not into the YouTube and looking at my YouTube channel, that's the kind of setup that was going on in here. Very good vibes, a little graffiti on the wall, lights everywhere, music playing. You might not be able to hear that, or maybe you will. But yeah, it's a great, great spot, and I would definitely recommend. And I'm hoping that I could come back and shoot some more good old podcasts. And thank you, for your energy. Thank you for believing in my platform. And thank you for all the amazing things that you've just poured into my life today, because I definitely would recommend my kids and their friends and my girlfriends and guys. I always talk about the guys.
Well, thank him.
And
I'm
thank
just
God.
Vessel.
Well, that was my last. I was going to end it off with him. Yes. I thank
me.
God. Yes. I thank
this
God for putting us together.
Mm-hmm.
I do. He's lining it up so great.
Yes.
But before I'm trying to think anything. Okay, yes. Okay, look, I forget myself, of course. So again, guys, if you want to find me, I have a Freedom of Truth page on Instagram, all together, one word, Tashira Simmons. If you want to go there, a lot of times people just go straight to me. I'll always have information. You can DM me. I'm always answering my DMs. I may take a day or two, maybe, I don't know, but definitely send me messages. What else?
Make sure you follow us at Freedom of Truth Podcast.
Okay. Yeah,
so start that over.
Okay. So start that again.
So
just make sure that you guys follow me at Freedom of Truth Podcast. Very important. I'm everywhere that you could that you want. Okay. All right, so hold up.
That's okay. All
right. So,
take a
your whole thing. Hey, this is your girl. This is the Sierra Truth at Chanel Clark. Follow me at Sierra Simmons and my podcast at Freedom of Truth Podcast. Thank you so much, and I can't wait to show you.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm a little brain freeze right now, y'all.
I was getting ready to write up something.
The third take is always the one.
You got it.
Okay. So, I just want to thank everyone for joining me today. You can find me at Tashira Simmons, or you could follow me at Freedom of Truth Podcast. And I enjoyed this podcast. I'm going to have to do that one more damn time. I might. Even though I can't see. Yeah, even...
So,
I'm ready to go so bad. Okay, sorry. No, I mean like finish. Okay, yeah, yes.
The Facebook and all that. But she got to her over because she's going to take her snippets.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
okay, so thank you all my Freedom of Truth family for following me, for supporting me. Please leave DMs if you need to, if you have any questions about the lovely Chanel Clark, who you've heard here today, drop some power on us and myself and my audience. If you want to find me, you can find me at Freedom of Truth Podcast, because I'm always there. You can find me at Tashira Simmons on Instagram and Facebook. And you could find the Spiritual Whistleblower. That's where you could find Chanel. I have so many other great topics to come. Please continue to follow me on this journey. Thank you.
Yeah.
Tashira Simmons.
Tashira Simmons.
And hopefully our conversation will live up to the hype.